This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free and join us right here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in and join us there. You can bring up anything that you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And so, let's see here. It's been a busy last few days for me. We had, of course, the 420 celebration or rally that happened on Thursday. That video is finally up. I spent a number of hours editing that over the weekend, got it up there. I think it was late Friday night, early Saturday morning. So if you haven't seen that yet and you were wondering, kind of get a taste of what happened here in New Hampshire on 420, that video is up now over at freekeen.com. So be sure you check that out. It includes the segment where I scared off a undercover unmarked police cruiser that was monitoring the 420 by simply pointing a camera at him. One of the most basic things that one person can do to hold police accountable or make them scurry away is to just simply point a camera.
And how did you know it was a police officer?
It wasn't an undercover vehicle. It was an unmarked vehicle, so it was all black SUV with one of those
searchlights,
with one of the spotlights on it. I mean, if it's got a spotlight on it, it's almost certainly a police cruiser. But in addition to that, once I pointed the camera at the man, he lifted up one of those like lapel microphones that was like hanging. He talked into, said something into a microphone, put the microphone back down.
It's that douche Ian.
Yeah, whatever. And then proceeded to roll his window up, and there was a dog in the back, like a Doberman Pinscher, and then he drove off and didn't see him again after that. So success. So anyway, you can see that over at freekeen.com. It is up there right now. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. We can talk about Calexit. We've got Alex Jones, which has been brewing in the news now for more than a week.
Yeah.
And we haven't had the time to really stop and talk about this. And it's interesting, especially, I think, for our audience, because we've had people call this show over the years and ask us what we think about the real Alex Jones. Now, for those that don't know, Alex Jones is who?
He is a very, very successful internet content producer who also is on many radio stations. He claims over 100. I'm not clear on how many he is, that sort of thing. But he's very, very successful. His reach on the internet is far beyond what Free Talk Live's ever been able to produce. Even though we're on probably more radio stations than he is, that's not where he's focused and where he's found his niche.
Alex Jones is Mr. InfoWars.
Yeah, that's his website.
Yeah, he's InfoWars, and he's into the conspiracy thing really, really deeply. If there's a conspiracy out there, he knows about it, and, you know, he either agrees or disagrees with it.
So there's been a lot of mainstream news press that Alex Jones has been getting over the last week, probably more so than is typical for Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones is a huge internet personality. He doesn't have the same footprint in sort of the mainstream media, however, but he's big enough to where, if you're online, you may have encountered Alex Jones at some point.
Yeah, you know, it's likely.
Whether it's, you know, on a YouTube video or you know, something making fun of him or whatever, or you followed his show. He's definitely had an impact online, and there's no doubt about it. His show is much bigger than Free Talk Live is online. We're bigger than he is on the radio. And the main.
We also have the same syndicate.
That's correct. We're on the Genesis Communications Network together.
He's been on this show
one time. He's been on as a guest once. He's also called in just as a caller.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think it's fair if you're going to do an article about Alex Jones, you need to be clear that we've been on his show and he's been on ours.
And that's Donald Trump's a big fan
of Alex Jones. Well, at the very least, Alex Jones is a big fan of Donald Trump. Do you think it works the other direction as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
The Young Turks think so. Hmm. And, you just see, they're just green with envy about Jones. You know, they like to yuck it up about him. And he's a guy that you can laugh about. You know, he's done some silly stuff. He gets excited about things. He takes his shirt off, you know.
I think he's a likable guy. I mean,
I really enjoyed him, you know, online. It's not so much my cup of tea. But
there's, I don't watch his show, but, seemed like a nice enough guy in real life. We met him at a talk radio conference once, and he actually gave the keynote speech in that particular year at that conference. And, you know, he was in character. And that was the question, is this a character? Is Alex Jones sort of putting it on, so to speak, putting a show on for an audience? Obviously, he's doing a show, but is he hamming up who he really is? Or is the Alex Jones who's on the air the real Alex Jones? And this is a question that is now going to be decided by a court, apparently.
Okay.
There's some hearings.
That's important.
About child custody and, you know, alimony and things like that. Child custody payments and that kind of thing. Apparently he's got an ex-wife. And
she gets a lot of money in alimony. And
so I've heard.
She wants more, right?
Presumably.
Have you ever heard that story before?
You mean the song?
No,
no.
The idea that somebody is getting in a divorce and the other spouse wants everything that they can get out of them. I don't know. It seems to me if you're gonna act like a jerk at the end of a relationship that I probably should have known all along that that's the kind of person you were and I shouldn't be in a relationship with you. But at the same time, it's just such a tired trope. I don't know. It's just so frustrating to me on both ends. A, one spouse, stop trying to take everything the other spouse has. B, the spouse who's getting robbed. Didn't you see this crap coming? I've heard the story so many times, I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. So we can talk more about what's happening with Alex Jones. We'll go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up what you want. Maybe you've been following the case closely. You're welcome to comment. But, you know, there's still the big question here, and apparently the position of Alex Jones and his attorney is that Alex Jones is playing a character. The position of his wife, or ex-wife, is that Alex Jones is really just as crazy as he seems to be on the air. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here. We got Liberty Lover in Ohio to start things out. You're on via Skype. Go ahead, Liberty Lover.
I am of the belief that Alex Jones is definitely playing a character because I met him in person at the RNC and he seemed a lot more serious than he seems online. A lot less in your face, if that makes sense. Like
a
lot more
likable.
There's a
difference between somebody who's playing up for a camera, right? Like, he may still have the question is, does he have the beliefs that he has? If he gets up behind a camera or in front of a camera and starts yelling about his beliefs as opposed to speaking them softly, that's just the performance of doing a show, right? Sort of hamming it up for the camera, so to speak. But is he changing his beliefs? Is, you know, what he's representing to be Alex Jones, not necessarily.
Is that what the court case is about? Because I'm not 100% sure that's what the court case is about.
I don't know what the court case is about.
Because I
honestly
think that it might be that, he is as rabidly nuts looking, like he acts like in real life the way he acts on the videos.
I assume that were introducing his videos as evidence because he was shirtless and raving.
Right. He looks awful. And if you wanted to bilk a man out of whatever fortune he's managed to create for himself with the expectation of taking it for yourself and, certainly you had something to, his wife had something to do with the creation of that, what you'd want to do is make him look as insane as possible. And Alex Jones has made that really, really easy for people. So
That's
what
case,
I see.
That's what it was about, is I've seen a little bit of this. Apparently, they want to see if he's suitable enough to have a child, and they are playing his videos, apparently, in court.
Oh, wow.
In order to show, hey, this man is absolutely crazy. And the thing is, some of his viewpoints are crazy. I don't know if he actually believes in, like, for example, the Pizzagate scandal, which he played up and is now apologizing for.
Yeah, I heard that he was sort of threatened into an apology when the pizza place involved in the Pizzagate scandal apparently threatened to sue him or something. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's
Yeah, for spreading
true.
That kind of nonsense.
Stand by, Liberty Lover, if you got more to say. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about the case, Alex Jones versus his ex-wife, Kelly. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
on in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition of the program. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Also, want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. You can go to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. So we're talking about Alex Jones. He was in court this week and apparently took the witness stand on a civil case regarding his ex-wife coming after him for some money, apparently, and custody issues as well. And the claim is that Alex Jones may not be the person that he is portrayed as being on his show. In fact, that's kind of the official viewpoint of his attorney. But according to what Alex Jones said on the stand, he might be breaking from that particular attorney story. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that. You can share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Plus, we can talk about other stuff like Calexit or Venezuela. So, again, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. We'll go back to Liberty Lover in Ohio. Did you have more that you wanted to share tonight? Go ahead.
Actually, now that you brought up Calexit, yes, stupid grammar. First of all, Mark, by the way, you asked me for an email. I did email you, but you're welcome. And when it comes to Calexit, I don't understand why this is such a big deal, and I don't see it ever happening. Okay. Because California has the largest, if California was its own country, it would have the seventh largest economy in the entire world. It is the most productive.
That's the reason why it's a big deal, because if they can break free from the United States, they could even be even more productive as long as they don't ruin the place with socialism, which they may very well do.
What I want to know is why are so many people outside of California like cheering this on? It doesn't make their life any better or any worse.
Sure it does. Sure it does. Think about the perspective of, like, let's just say conservative types who tend to look at California as a burden. They, you know, they're a big welfare state, for instance, and there's a lot of lefties living in California. There's a lot of conservatives who would love to just see California cut loose from the United States. That would be probably two fewer Democrats in the the state or the U.S. Senate, for instance, as well as probably a fewer number of fewer Democrats in the House of Representatives. And
you don't believe it's going to happen, do you?
Me?
No, Liberty Lover said he doesn't believe that it's going to happen. I would love to see it happen. I don't know.
Do you know where California gets its water?
Nevada.
Elsewhere.
Colorado River.
Okay.
Well, do you think that California, a state of 40 million people, is going to be able to make it on its own water supplies and lose all the treaties that it has within the United States from other states and that sort of thing?
Why wouldn't they be able to continue to buy water from Colorado?
Yeah, don't they have some kind of a deal going right now?
They're paying for that water.
Could be perpetuated.
Love that water.
Perpetuated, I mean?
Yeah.
Well, California can outbid Phoenix.
Well, it's not going to go that way. The United States isn't going to allow the state of the new Republic of California to buy water that could go to a United States city.
The new California Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just look at how strict Trump is on trade already. That's just never going to happen. And that you brought up that conservatives would love to see California go away because it's such a burden. Well, it is, isn't it a burden on them because they're just too lazy to try to change their ideals? I don't know if you know this, but before 1992, California was an extremely Republican state. I mean, it voted, I believe, Republican in every single election from 1952 up to 1988, with the exception of Lyndon Johnson. So shouldn't it be up to them to go out and spread their ideology rather than say, oh, just get rid of them because they're a burden on me?
I fully support anybody who wants to secede. I think
I don't
that
think that I have
that.
Any obligation to spread any ideology. I think that
that doesn't work. We've got a divided country. There are people who
they're not going to listen.
very, very firmly believe in socialism. There are people who very firmly believe in fascism, and these people are not going to come together. And, you know, just trying to persuade is a great thing to do, but eventually if the person that you're trying to persuade or the people you're trying to persuade are not persuadable, then, You need to spend your time somewhere else. You need to spend your time on a better prospect, somebody who's going to listen.
Are the people in the Shire, would you say that they are persuadable? Because I'm sure that it wasn't the Liberty Capital of the United States overnight.
It kind of was.
It actually was. That's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Liberty migration that's happening.
Yeah, if you take a look at Mercatus Center's ratings of the free estates, you'll see New Hampshire has always been in the top five. And that as far back as 2001, I believe the first time they did this, it was number one. So... yes, the reason is because of its citizen legislature and the 400 seats. So, A, you don't have people getting paid to do the job, so it's less likely you'll have lawyers and doing it, and you know, unsuccessful lawyers that can't chase ambulances well are less likely to get jobs as legislators in the state of New Hampshire. And B, since there's 400 of them, you know, there's just all it basically ends up being these geriatric ideologues, right? Like old people. That
not all of them. No, and there's a. I just met with a 20-year-old state rep today.
Is he a free stater?
No, but he's went to the 420.
He's an activated libertarian.
He's a Democrat. No, he's a Democrat.
I'm just asking some questions here. Yeah, there's a handful, and I said they basically end
old.
Up being
sure.
Right.
Yeah, they're mostly
and
old.
If you took the average age, it's going to be really high.
Like 60. Yeah.
It's going to be well above 60. It might be above 70 from what I've seen, and so you have a lot of geriatric ideologues. And what it means is that you don't get the pork shoved through in the same way that it happens in other states. So, yeah, New Hampshire was the Liberty Capital before the libertarians came.
Right. It's been live free or die here for a long time. Now, that is just a motto, but to some extent...
It matters a little bit.
To some extent, it's real within the minds and the hearts of the people of New Hampshire. The Granite Staters, as they're called, are a very, you know, flinty bunch who are very independent-minded, you know, before any libertarians showed up here and got organized. They
right.
Were
I mean, the state motto matters a little. Surely there's somebody in Virginia tonight that's going to get some because he says, oh, honey, it's for Virginia's for lovers. Right? Like, surely it matters a little.
It matters a little. Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for the call, Liberty Lover. I appreciate it.
After I moved up to New Hampshire, I had the impression that they had this connection to the founders and the days of 1776.
Oh,
and the Enlightenment and so forth. It could be just that when I got here, I was kind of immersed in libertarians, mm-hmm. and that's what made me think that.
I would say that that's accurate. I mean, New Hampshire was one of the first states to join the Union, weren't they? So, I mean, they were definitely, like, if not
sure.
number one, they were around. They've been around for a while. If we were the first to join, we should be first to leave this Union. And so to go back to what Liberty Lover's question was about...
You won't be the first to leave. That's been done.
There's a state that left the United States?
Yeah. Started with South Carolina. It was Virginia. North Carolina.
No, they got forced in. They got forced back in by the Civil War.
But they left.
Yeah, but you got to be able to leave and stay gone. I think that's what would count. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on secession or whatever you want to discuss, plus more on the Alex Jones court case that started up this week, this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Live Sunday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE joining you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to call in that way, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Or you can do it the old way and just pick up the phone and dial 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Hey, I think you know as well as I do that healthcare coverage in this country is pretty messed up. Costs have skyrocketed in healthcare, and really the reason is government intervention. Well, there is a free market healthcare alternative that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, if you need it, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. It's not health insurance, but it does help you to take care of the costs of healthcare. And they're not like these other companies. So, for instance, they're going to give you a medical card that has all your healthcare information on it, so you can give it to EMS responders, emergency room workers, whoever you want. They cover any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. If you're looking at getting health insurance, or it costs too much for you and your family. $600 a month is the number for a family here. HealthExcellenceSelect.com is worth a look. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. We go to Mark. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and a different Mark. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. I want to give you an update from boots on the ground here in the Shire. You're talking with your listeners about all the good stuff that's happening in New Hampshire to make it freer.
Yeah.
And a couple things. One is, on the same day y'all had that great rally for 420, that evening there was a checkpoint, an unconstitutional DUI checkpoint in Manchester. And a number of activists showed up with signs to redirect drivers away from the checkpoint.
And I heard from those people that they had successfully redirected 90% of the people who that they believed were going to turn down the road that had the checkpoint. They redirected them successfully, about 90% of those people. And so, as a result, the police made zero DUI arrests. But they did make one arrest, which was our co-host, Chris, from Think Penguin, was arrested for crossing the street.
Mark, are activists still deploying the laser to communicate messages and so forth?
It depends on the weather. Apparently, the laser does not show up when it's raining because of high-tech equipment, so it wasn't there. So they went resorted to the old-fashioned hand-painted signs and some flashlights to warn the drivers. And keep in mind that not every driver who's drunk is going to turn around. In fact, it's all sorts of drivers who just don't want to be hassled and bothered by the cops. And, you know, nowadays the cops can give you a hard time for any reason. So even if, you know, if your car registration's out of date or you look at them funny, they can pull you over. So people are just tired of the waste of time, tired of the harassment. And I want to salute the activists who are out there late at night, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, to warn drivers.
And it was cold. It was cold. I was there. It was actually my first Manchester DUI checkpoint. I've done DUI checkpoints out in the Keene area in the past, but I'd never actually made it out there because normally they're not on Thursday nights, so this was a unique occasion, and so that happens to be my one night off a week from Free Talk Live, so I went out, and yeah, man, they do a great job, and I would say, actually, from what I heard, the turnout was a little lower because it was a Thursday night, and so a lot of people have to work the next day, so they can't stay out till, you know, 2 a.m., but still, even with a slightly lower turnout than what is typical, they were able to successfully intervene and save possibly people from being harassed by the police. So I would say overall, I mean, despite the one arrest, it was a remarkable success.
Another problem is that they don't really tell you where it's going to be. They know it's going to be in the city of Manchester on that given evening, but, you know, there are lots of places they've put them in the past. So we're relying on our scouts out there to report back either through Waze or Facebook or other means to where it's going to be, but I think overall it was successful.
Now, can we identify who you are, Mark, from Manchester? Because I recognize the voice. I just didn't know if you were trying to be anonymous.
No, not at all. I appreciate that. Happy to speak to you guys. I'm glad to see Mark back in the studio. And
so this is Mark Warden.
Legislation, if you want, because earlier Mark referred to what was it, geriatric ideologues. And I myself have been ideologue for libertarianism, but I don't think I'm geriatric yet.
You're talking, by the way, we're talking with Mark Warden. He's the Porcupine Real Estate Agent, and he's, you know, his main job, he was a state representative for a couple of terms, but his main gig is doing real estate. And so how have things been going, Mark? I mean, since the Free State Project about a year ago now reached its goal of 20,000 liberty-loving people signing a pledge to make the move here, have you seen an uptick in, you know, interest and inquiries from people, you know, planning to make a move and needing your services?
Yes, we've seen a steady increase, actually. And the flow has been steady for the last few years. I'd guess 20, 30 a month are moving to the state. Of course, we don't see them all. A lot of them just blend into the communities and not necessarily outspoken activists, or they don't get involved in politics, but they are being involved in their communities, being good neighbors, raising their kids the right way. And my business has been exploding.
Wow.
Certainly, We've already had over 2,000 people move to the Shire. And when the other 18,000 move, we're going to make history.
I think we already have made history, honestly. I mean, right now we've got the first libertarian or the only libertarian state representative who, Libertarian Party, I mean, there are a bunch of libertarians in there, but they're just kind of existing as Democrats and Republicans. We had one Republican flip. He's a New Hampshire native named Caleb Dyer. And that's a big, I think, feather in our cap. But beyond that, the Liberty sort of group of legislators there have done some really good work and gotten some pro-freedom legislation through and have stopped some of the bad pro-government legislation from going through. In fact, it would be hard to really catalog all of the, you know, the hard work that's been done up there at the State House. And it's not just by the state representatives. Our own Daryl W. Perry now is a paid lobbyist, paid by the crowd. He's a crowd-funded lobbyist for Liberty up there. And Daryl's actually already had some success stories where he's been in committees at the State House and has made suggestions on, hey, this bill that you're looking at would be better if it were amended to do so-and-so. And then later on, he finds out that somebody on that committee amended the bill to do so-and-so. So, like, he's starting to build up a list of success stories, and he's only been at it for, you know, 15 weeks as the Liberty lobbyist. So it's already, he's already making an impact, and it really just goes to show that one person, let alone a dozen or two dozen people who are active within the political system here, can really make a difference. And that's unlike anything anywhere else that I've ever heard of, because in most states, you can't even talk to the state reps. They don't care who you are. They're not interested in hearing what you have to say. But in New Hampshire, many of them will actually listen. And, you know, you've been in the State House.
Yeah, people are receptive. The legislators are volunteers, and they're not experts on everything. So typically they're open-minded. And the problem is that usually there's just a long line of bureaucrats and lobbyists coming in with their hands out to get more protection or more money for their particular causes. And we don't hear nearly enough from the taxpayers, from individuals, from people who just want to be left alone. So that's where the value mm-hmm. that Daryl and others provide. In fact, there's one bill I'm sort of watching right now, which has a good intention and a nice sounding name to try to prevent lead poisoning in children.
Mm-hmm.
But as with all this legislation, there are problems with it, and the devil is in the details. So even though it passed out of the Senate and passed out of House Committee, I posted on Facebook that there were some serious flaws in there, and what I think are unconstitutional civil liberty violations, in that this bill would require every 1- and 2-year-old in the entire state be tested for blood lead levels.
Mark, if you want to keep the conversation going, you're welcome to hang on. We can bring you back. Mark Warden is with us here, experienced state legislator later here in New Hampshire, winner of the Legislator of the Year Award from
multiple
the New Hampshire
times.
Liberty Alliance. Yeah, multiple times. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But Pill Pack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need Pill Pack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You may dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. Toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in whatever way works best for you. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here and go to back to Mark. Mark Warden, the Porcupine Real Estate Agent, and he's back with us here. Mark, thanks for sticking with us. I know you're a busy guy. As you said, there's a lot of people who love freedom who are planning to move to New Hampshire, who are moving to New Hampshire, and a lot of them need your services. So thank you for everything that you do. You were kind of recapping some of the cool stuff and some of the bad stuff that's going on in the state house. It's not perfect here in New Hampshire. We do still have a state, and that state is still doing statey things, which, you know, means putting peaceful people behind bars for things like possessing chemicals and plants and, you know, driving without a government permission slip. I was recently at the trial of Dick Marple, who's actually a state representative. He's 85 years old, and he had his trial last week for driving while license suspended, and he heroically has been defending himself there without an attorney and basically just calling this judge out on the carpet, which is really entertaining to watch. Essentially, just this guy goes into a courtroom and doesn't cross the bar, which is one of the conspiracy theories we've heard for a long time about courts. He doesn't cross the bar, and he just basically shouts down the judge from standing behind the bar. And it's I don't know how well you know Dick, Mark, but boy, is he's fun to watch. Do we still have Mark with us? Mark in Manchester? Mark in Manchester going once? Do we have Mark? I've got him selected here, so I don't know what's going on. We'll see if we can get him back here in a moment. Oh, wait, I've actually, I don't know if I have him muted or not. Let's see. Mark, are you with us?
Okay. Yes, I am.
There he is. All right, excellent. We've got you now. So, yeah, I was talking about Dick Marple, and I don't think we were able to hear any comment that you were trying to make. So go ahead.
Yeah, Dick is a courageous guy, and I admire what he does. In fact, he's been an outspoken advocate for FIJA over the years.
Right.
And it's fun to see him putting that sort of thing into practice in the courtroom. But he's, you know, he's an old-time conservative who just wants to be left alone, and he's pushing the envelope, and I think he is heroic. I agree with you.
Yeah, and
so
that video will be
a lot of awesome callers ready to call in, but I'll just leave you with the fact that here in New Hampshire, yes, there's always going to be bad legislation, but nowhere else do we have so many freedom advocates and liberty activists who are vigilant year-round with all the crap that comes down through the legislative process, working hard to protect our freedoms and stop some of the bad legislation. So we encourage other people to move to New Hampshire, where we're getting freer by the day.
Let me ask you for a quick couple predictions before you go, Mark. One, decriminalization of cannabis. Is it going to pass this year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. It seems like this governor, the new governor who just got elected, the Republican, the Democrat wouldn't do it, but the Republican has said that he supports decriminalization. It has passed the House by almost 90%, a record high, another record high. They keep setting new records for the percentage of the House that passes decriminalization. It's going to the Senate, where I believe it has yet to receive a vote, and then presumably will pass onto the governor's desk.
Bitcoin deregulation.
That was going to be my other question, yeah.
No. As we discussed earlier, the people are relatively old in our legislature, and they barely understand some of the new smartphones, much less cryptocurrencies. So I think they're going to punt on that, push it back.
It's going to the governor's desk.
Retain it.
It's it passed the Senate on Thursday. I don't know if you caught wind of that, but the Bitcoin protection bill passed the House a few weeks ago, and then just on 420, the Senate passed it 13-10. So not quite a party line vote. There was one Republican who voted against it, otherwise, so it's going to be up to the governor. And so the question is, will the Banking Commission be able to sway the governor to vote against the essentially what his party has done so far, which is vote for this? And the interesting thing was, Mark, I went to the hearing for the Bitcoin protection bill, and two out of the five senators on the Commerce Committee already have Bitcoin. They actually admitted that in the hearing.
That's great. Well, I think the governor is a reasonable man, and he's younger than most of our past governors and certainly younger than legislators, so he probably understands it better than a lot. And I didn't realize it had gone that far through the process. But,
yeah.
My guess is he would sign on to it. Or, you know, if he can just avoid it and not do anything, it will pass into law without a signature.
Right. Good to know. Mark, thanks for the expertise. Appreciate the time tonight. Mark Warden from PorcupineRealEstate.com. I appreciate it. All right, so we're coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We go elsewhere in New Hampshire where Dave is on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I have an update of my own from the State House, and it's a little bit less sanguine than Mark's. As you may know, there's a drama unfolding between the Republican leadership of the House, which is authoritarian, and a group that is formed now called the House Freedom Caucus, which is either could be considered conservative or libertarian leaning. And my concern is that they've managed to stop a budget increase that the leadership wants, but it seems to me I'm a little nervous about the fact that it feels like the Freedom Caucus is sort of out on its own. Like they're not getting much support that I'm seeing from free staters. That doesn't mean they're not getting support. It's just that there's not getting enough for me to hear about it. And I wanted to put out a call for those who agree with the caucus's grievances to say so and do something to help them.
What should they do? What should someone who supports said Freedom Caucus do to support them?
Or whatever's in their heart, really. That's you know, feasible and constructive. This might mean contacting the leadership and talking them out of their position. It might mean emails to those people. It might mean calls to talk radio. The only thing I've done personally so far is some calls to talk radio and some confrontations of people who have supported these budget increases.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely need more people. I mean, it's just a fact. Yeah, we've had 2,000 people move here, roughly thereabouts, as part of this migration of libertarians to New Hampshire. But only a portion of those are politically active, and only a portion of those are politically active on any given day.
One of the difficult things here is that the government has, in many cases, a monopoly on whatever it is that the spending might go on. And so when you pull away the spending, people don't know what to do. So if you were to defund all the schools, I think in many cases, people would be befuddled. Well, I guess the kids won't get educated, or whatever it is. And at some point, obviously at some point they're going to take the situation into hand. But in many cases, especially when it's defunded, not unfunded, but sort of the funding's turned, the cuts go in, then people really don't know what to do, because it's like, well, that's the program, and that's where the money comes from.
Children,
right? So it's tough.
The House leadership. I'm a little confused as to who exactly wants what. But it seems like the establishment in New Hampshire seems to want a budget increase of 10.5%, which is almost unheard of.
That's a lot.
I can think of in New Hampshire history.
Yeah,
and
that's for the all-day kindergarten, right? It was for kindergarten.
Yeah,
they want to fund that.
But the resistors, the Freedom Caucus, has managed to stop them for now. I suppose some kind of compromise will be worked out. And I don't know how the caucus managed to do it, because there's not enough of them. But
well, I don't know how many people are in this caucus, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was a couple dozen. And a lot of times, that's all you need to flip a vote. I mean, if there's a vote that's a close vote, and you've got a dozen to two dozen votes that are sort of on the side of freedom, then you either are convincing those people to go with you or not, and that's going to be the deciding factor. So the more successful the libertarians become here in New Hampshire, the more influential, even though we aren't the majority of the state house, we can be essentially the linchpin on whether or not anything even gets passed. And so that's kind of a big deal. And I do agree with you, Dave, that more people do need to get involved. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are burned out, like our very own Johnny Ray. He's not interested in, doing anything political. So I don't know what percentage of the Free Staters or the Liberty activists that move here are completely apolitical, but I suspect it's a good chunk of them, maybe 25 to 33% of them. That's just a shot in the dark. We just had a new guy move here to the Keene area. He came out to our social event today, and he said he's completely, sick of politics and doesn't want to have anything to do with it. And, it's unfortunate, because the political system here, even though it is politics and it's still distasteful, it at the very least can work for freedom. It is possible to make changes, and I think a lot of people who come here don't really understand that. I know I was like that.
When you came, you didn't you didn't think it was possible either.
Yeah, and then I was proven wrong. So thanks, Dave, for your call tonight. That's Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com. We appreciate the efforts out there at the State House, and probably see you later this week, because I go out there every week. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 on the way.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.